It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again and welcome to Border Crossings. We're live in Studio 4 here in D.C. We have a special guest in our studios. Leroy Parnell is in the house. He's here and he's talking about a brand new album, which is Midnight Believer. So hang around. Leroy Parnell joins us today for Border Crossings. Hi, this is Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and welcome to our show. In our studios today and on tour for his ninth album, we welcome to Washington, D.C. and to the Voice of America, Leroy Parnell. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks, Larry.
Congratulations on all the success. Nine albums.
Thank you, buddy. I know. We're still here.
You're still here, still kicking. Never gets old? Nine albums?
No, not making records doesn't get old. It's because I approach every one of them differently. It's growth, I think. Hopefully it's growth. Mm-hmm. Each one is a little different, and this one's holds true to that.
And midway, I was reading somewhere, midway in your career, you kind of changed your direction a little bit. You mm-hmm. went into a more a bluesy direction.
Which is where it really always was. Mm-hmm. Making music commercially is a tricky business. You don't ever want to feel like you're selling out to anything, but at the same time, I mean, you don't want to be compromising when it comes to your integrity, ever. But at the same time, you don't want to be foolish either. And when I went to Nashville, it was kind of open season on Texas singer-songwriters. So I really didn't think Nashville was ever a place I'd be. I went from Austin there. But my cousin, Robert Earl Keen, had moved up there. Lyle Lovett had moved up there temporarily to get their careers off the ground. And they got me on the phone together one night and convinced me to go to Nashville. He said, you know, Leroy, you're writing songs. You're getting cuts from Austin. You'll do really well up here if you come up. I thought, well, doors were closing and a little window opened in Nashville. So I went, and I'm glad I did. It worked out well for me.
And that's all it takes sometimes is just a little mm-hmm. window, a little mm-hmm. opportunity.
Yeah.
And you started with your dad, I guess. Your dad was kind of one of the reasons that you ended up in this career.
I think so. He was a rancher. But because of his association with Bob Wills, I was around music my whole life. So and it was in our house, too. You know, but I saw firsthand what it was like. I mean, well, I'd go to dances with them. I would if they were at the house and they were going to dances. There was no way I was not going to go. You know, even as a little fella, and Bob would let me do anything. So, not so much Dad, but Bob would. And so I got the bug. I got bit, you know, by the music bug pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And about time I was 6 years old, I knew what I was going to do.
And what were you listening to?
Well, Bob Wills and Western Swing, which was a lot of blues. And mm-hmm. that's, I mean, people think country, but it really wasn't. It was more jazz. It was more cow jazz, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I fell in love with that, of those old tunes like Sitting on Top of the World and Milk Cow Blues and mm-hmm. those things that I still do today. Mm. And so when I went back, we had some radio success, pretty good little run there at country radio, because as Steve Earle called it, the great integrity scare of the early 90s. But once they figured out what we were doing to them, they said, that's it. Yeah, you know, but it lasted a good long while. And then that's when the Arista, I was signed to Arista, mm-hmm. and we were a lot of us were unceremoniously dropped. And that was true of the whole city, mm-hmm. Nashville as a whole. Lisa Stewart, she's here singing with us today. And she was on B&A Records, and she had the same yeah. lovely experience.
Same thing. Yeah.
Wow.
But so at that point, you have to make a decision. Am I going to continue on this trajectory of what I've been doing, or am I going to just kind of veer a little bit back to right to where I came from? And that's what I thought was the right thing to do. Mm. It's a hard road to go, but I think the other one would have been harder. You know, you can't be something you're not. And
right.
It wasn't that I was being something I wasn't, but it's as long as I didn't have to squeeze a little bit to this way or squeeze
right.
a little bit to this way. No, it was more like, okay, now we just make records the way we want to make them. And so tell the truth, I went to LA and got a deal with Vanguard. It was a great jazz and folk label, and they let me do whatever I wanted to do. And that's where Tell the Truth came through from. And then right after that was Back to the Well, which is mm-hmm. the same thing. Funny enough, it was kind of the same thing I was doing when I got to Nashville, playing the Bluebird. We had two sets. We had the first set was all the songs I'd been writing And then the second set was just, it was just pure abandon. And people would hurt themselves listening to that kind of music. I remember my label boss would come in with sunglasses on to the office and go, "I got Leroy'd last night, you know."
Well, he's quite humble. Leroy Parnell's had many top 10 hits, a couple of Grammy nominations, CMA nominations. So, I mean, you've had a very storied career, and we're thrilled to have you in our studio.
Thank you,
so if
Larry.
You wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Oh, sure.
We'd love to hear some live music.
You bet. I've got Mr. Adam Fleur here with me playing guitar, as always. And I have the lovely Lisa Stewart here singing, as you will hear. And we're all suffering from a little bit of allergies. So if we crack and just know we're doing it because we're trying hard, and we love you.
That's it.
This is off the new album. It's called Too Far Gone. One, two. One, two, three, four. Can make you say a lot of things, make you walk away from everything, get you thinking your love was all in vain. That's how pride works, you know, 'cause you let them go. You know you're telling me it's over now. In your voice I can hear the doubt. Say your tears for me have all run out. Why are you crying? If we're not too far gone, we can fix what went wrong. I know our hearts were cold when I was with you, baby. If it just be not broke, I know there's still some more to let this go. I'm hanging on, if we're not too far gone. When they've had enough, go out and try and find a better love. End up lonely when the sun comes up, living with regret, but we ain't there yet. So let's just find a way to work this out. Meet on the common ground somehow. You're the one thing I can't live without. There's a spark inside. It's worth a try. If we're not too far gone, we can fix what went wrong. I know our hearts were whole when I was with you, baby, and you were with me, baby. Time on someone else, but there ain't no one of you and me. Still some more
Sounding great.
Well,
I know it's tough.
There's a little
the allergies are
in there, you know. But
that's all right. That's you're singing from the heart and from the soul, and that's all right. Leroy Parnell is with us,
Thanks,
I love your guitar. Love your guitar playing, and I love to look at that guitar.
Thank you.
And I know that you. What do you have to do to get your name on a guitar? That's what I want to find.
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how that happened.
You can get a Sharpie and just
I can get a Sharpie.
It
won't look as nice as that does, though.
You can do that. I worked with Gibson. I started out playing a Gibson. The first time I saw Les Paul, I was about 12 years old, and I was just in love. And there's just something about the way a Les Paul looks. There's something about the way they sound. I just absolutely fell in love with it. And I played a lot of different guitars over the years, but eventually you come home. It's actually kind of happened about the time I started. I left Ariston, went to a Vanguard, and I got back to the Les Paul again. Mm. And it was like coming home in every way.
And Gibson loved you enough to say,
they did.
We want you to endorse the guitar.
Bless their hearts. And I designed it. It is a Les Paul. However, there are some changes, and a lot of people really like them. They're not, you can't, they really can't see them, but you can feel them. You can sure feel them.
Do you have a name for your guitar? I know that, you know, Eric Clapton's got a name.
Blackie.
B.B. King had a
name.
Yeah,
Lucille.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, this one, the original one was Goldie, but Dickie Betts with the Allman Brothers called his gold top Goldie. A redheaded kid, red. I guess that would fit. But I guess this is just kind of like Lucille. He had many Lucilles through the years.
Yes.
But so this would be Goldie number, I don't know, 12 something. I don't know.
Now, how would you describe your sound? I mean, there's been many terms, Texas Boogie and some other names that I read that have been used to describe your music. How do you describe the sound of your music?
That's always been troublesome for me because in Texas, growing up in Texas, we played dance halls, old dance halls, 100-year-old dance halls. They're everywhere out there. And their family attended. I mean, little kids, you see little kids dancing, you know, little cowboys and little cowgirls dancing, so cute. And then grandma, granddad, and then young couples courting one another out there. And big pile of folks out there, they want to hear everything. I mean, if they want to hear Chuck Berry and they want to hear, a Merle Haggard song, you got to be able to do it. You might not get out alive, you know. You just like, well, we didn't hear our song yet, you know. And I said, okay, we better play it. So you learn to do it. I think blues has always been the common denominator for me. Mm-hmm. And soul music, it can be country music. It can be R&B. It can be blues. It can be, but soul is the key, I think. So if it's got soul, I'm probably sold on it. You know,
what's been the highlight for you? I mean, you've had quite an illustrious career, nine albums in all these years you've been doing this with all these different people. You recorded with Trisha Yearwood and a number of other folks. So, what's your favorite moment so far?
Gosh. Well, today's pretty good.
There you go. There you go. Good answer.
Lisa will tell you, I know how to answer.
You know how to answer.
Yeah. She'll say, honey, which dress do you like? This one or this one? I will go, well, that one. She goes, you know, that one right there. And she goes, that's the one I like. I said, it's the one I'd take.
That's it. That's it. That's what I was going to say.
That's the one I'd take right there.
Mm-hmm. Midnight Believer is the name of the new album.
Yes.
And I assume that's a song on the album.
It is.
So why did you pick that song to represent the album with all the songs you've got on it? You said, this is the one we're going with for the title.
Traditionally, I guess you don't have to name an album after a song on the album. I'd like to do one album where I don't do that, but I thought was indicative of the life that I have lived as a performer, as a writer, because you know this life is, as you know, is not an easy one. It's corrosive living at best, You don't get a lot of rest. You travel a lot of miles. And if you're rolling down the road at midnight, if you're lucky enough to get on the road by midnight and you ain't a believer, you're not going to make it, you know. And I don't know that I've ever thought about it that way. But when I wrote the song, I wrote all these songs with my friend Greg Barnhill. That's the first time I've ever done that, where it was like Burt Bacharach, Carol Bear Sager kind of situation where they are just partners, there have been great Rodgers and Hammerstein, all that.
Sure.
There was a theme with Greg Barnhill's from New Orleans. So he was bringing that element in there. I was bringing the Texas element. And what happened was I wasn't even sure we could do it. To be honest with you, I just didn't feel like I wasn't sure that I had anything left to say. And he said, well, I think you do. I'm going to believe in it. But he said, well, what if we just get together once a week and write songs? And I said, okay, we'll do that. And, man, they came fast. They just a bunch of them, and they came fast. And there was a theme to the whole thing and a feel. And so I owe Greg a lot. And he wrote a bunch of great songs. Walk Away Joe for Tricia.
Mm-hmm. House of Love for Amy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Bunches and bunches. Songs. Great
artist. And great singer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just did a benefit. We always call Greg when we have a benefit to do. So I owe him a lot. So did I? I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. You did. Absolutely, you did. Midnight Believer is the album. And so, great song. You're going to do another song for us now.
I am.
Which one are you doing this time?
I think we're going to do another song from the new album.
Yes.
This is, this has been a real gift. I mean, it came quickly. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I find that when I'm in writing songs, the ones that come quickly are the kind that you just reach up and grab as they're floating by. And this one, somehow, it was floating around. I think I had kind of been hearing it already. And it came quickly, and it took me forever to sing it because I kept breaking down. And I had a young engineer from Canada. And he hadn't lived. He's like 24 years old. And I'm 61 years old. Mm-hmm. And when you've lived this long and you've survived as much as you've survived, the lyric to this song will get to you. If it doesn't get to you, you're a hard-hearted son of a gun. That's all I can say.
Uh-oh.
So enjoy.
Get the tissues ready.
Enjoy.
Our guest is Leroy Parnell. Midnight Believer is the latest album. He's on tour right now. We just finished a show in Madison Square Gardens. We're happy to have you here in Times Square.
Yes. On the street, busking.
On the street. Oh, no. In front of Madison Square Gardens. Yeah, right. On the roof of Madison Square Gardens.
Indeed. All right, Adam. Well, sunny days and stormy days, up to now that's what my life has been. Broken hearts and brand new stars, I'm just thankful that I live to see it all. When I heard my name, I answered the call. No matter how distant it was, I answered the call. And sunny days and stormy days, it's true now what the old folks used to say. Things will come and go, but if they're yours to hold, you may cry 'cause you think they've gone away, but they'll find you on some other sunny day. Through the black night, stars will shine. Little glimmers of hope to help you find your way. And they ebb and flow, that's just the way it goes. I'm just glad that I hung on like I did. The good Lord gave me another chance to live, another chance, so I could have, oh, sunny day. Got to keep on walking, I can hide my faith. Keep on walking over my mistakes. Keep on walking, got to rise above. Keep on walking, giving back my love.
Keep on walking
for forgiveness sake.
Keep on walking
through the light of grace.
Keep on walking,
I can't stop now.
I can't stop now.
And sunny days and stormy days, up to now that's what my life has been. And I've come to see that it was meant to be. I'm just glad I lived long enough to know the rainy days, they make the flowers grow. And that's all right with me, 'cause there's gonna be more sunny days and stormy days.
That's gorgeous. That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That did touch me. That's beautiful.
Well, I hope you guys can get through this. It's constant, you know. It's singers.
Mm-hmm.
It's singers. Being on the road, I can play guitar. It doesn't matter. I can go without sleep. I can do all that. But when it comes to the human voice, you just can't do it. You know, if it's in the air, you're going to hear it.
Well, you sound great.
Thanks,
I mean,
buddy.
Despite the fact that you're dealing with allergies, you sound great.
That's all right. Everybody's got them.
Yes, everybody's got them. Everybody's suffering that. Now, you know, I was looking at your, you know, some of the songs you've done, some of the artists you've collaborated with. Jed Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Was that 94 you did something with Jed Zeppelin. Now, is that as it sounds? Were you guys doing some Led Zeppelin songs?
No, it was never that. That was sort of a funny, it was supposed to be funny. I'm not sure if it was or not. But,
when I saw it, I laughed.
Yeah, I know. It gets you off to a comedic start. But Steve Warner and the guys in Diamond Rio were on my label, Arista. And so our brainchild of the whole label and the boss of the label, Tim Dubois, wanted to do a group with the three of us, or the nine of us, or whatever, how many people are in Diamond Rio. But and we did a Merle Haggard song, which was a fortuitous thing we didn't realize at the time, but Merle was getting ready to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, Merle and I, of all the guys that came before me in the country way, Merle was head and shoulders above everybody else. He too had a very close connection with Bob Wills. Bob loved him, and Bob didn't like much of anything. I mean, he was real. He was particular about what he did, but Merle grew up watching Bob out in California. See, Bob was always moving back from California back to Texas and then to Oklahoma and then back to California. He just couldn't ever figure out where he wanted to be. And so Merle had firsthand experience with that. And then Merle helped Bob after he'd had his stroke. We did some benefits and things for him, that tributes, I should say, because Bob would hate that benefit. Mm-mm. But so Merle was, he was just, he's such a deep weller. We lost him last year, but boy, I sure had a lot of good times with him. I mean, he was really good to me. He was like an uncle to me. And it was kind of freaky, you know. I mean, when you got a hero like that and he's calling you on the telephone as he's being wheeled down to have bypass surgery, it's kind of strange, you know. I just thought you might want to know that. I went, oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, crazy. And so we cut Working Man Blues, which was a big hit for Merle back in the 60s. And so we did the record, and it did well. But it kind of became, as happens, vocal events. That's kind of a good thing to do once in a while because it garners some attention and whatnot. So there we were on the CMAs that year, and then we had we played Merle on with his song Working Man Blues, and then he came out and he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I got to be on stage with Merle when he gave his speech, which was funny and poignant, and as he was wonderful. But that's where the Jed Zeppelin thing, it still doesn't answer the question, does it? But I never intended to answer the question because I don't know the answer to the question.
Now, you were inducted into a Songwriters Hall of Fame?
Yes. Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame, which is you know, it's talking about highlights of my life. Because, you know, being a Texas boy, it was important to me. I mean, those guys that are in there, like Mac Davis and, you know, Bob. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just if you can think of someone like this year, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top's going mm-hmm. in, along with Steve Earle, who else? Ray Wiley Hubbard's going in. So it's a pretty illustrious bunch of folks to be. And plus, we have the greatest weekend once a year. And they treat you for one weekend out of the year. You know you're going to be able to, they're going to haul you around, feed you whatever you want to, and stay in a nice hotel. And when you live like we do, that's a big deal.
That's a nice club to be a part of.
That is a nice club to be a part
of. Leroy Parnell's here, Midnight Believers, the album. Would you do one more song for us? We have time for one more.
You bet. And I'd like to thank Adam Fleur over here on guitar and beautiful Lisa Stewart over here. And I thought Lisa was good. Not be able to do this today, but she's such a trooper. She's been dealing with this same thing.
Oh, yeah, we're all.
But she got up this morning and was ready to go. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Sweetie. All right. This is a song that we had out, I guess, about 95 or so. It did real well for us, called On the Road. You ready?
Yes, sir.
One, two, three, four. Never had a life, but they said you married young. Husband's a fool, never listen to all the things you never done. Packs up that old Ford Fairland, had about all she can bear. A suitcase, a whole bound heartache, gonna find it all somewhere. Line in the distance, where it's going, nobody knows. It's anywhere you find it, on the road. A teenage kid, no matter what he did, nobody ever understands. Don't measure up
favorite cassette. You ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead. On the road where the night is black. On the road where you don't look back. White line. Should have lied down. Back at that old airstream, they don't know where they're bound. 65 years of some searching.
One of the greats, Leroy Parnell, in our studios.
Thanks,
thank
Larry.
You so much for coming on and doing this for
thank
us.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Where can people
much.
Find you on social media? I'm sure you're out there doing your stuff. So
yeah, we're. I didn't know what to think about that social media business at first, but we have, of course, LeroyParnell.com, which is like
the
information.
Website.
But if you can go to Facebook, and I have a personal account, and I have, if I'm not full up on my personal account, I'll friend you. If I am full up, then you can go to the. It's more like a professional kind of thing where it gives our dates, where we're going to be, videos and things of that nature. And also, recently started doing Instagram, which is kind of cool. I kind of like the Instagram business.
Hashtag Leroy Parnell.
Yes.
Leroy Parnell.
Lisa
at
does.
Leroy Parnell.
You can
Parnell.
Tell Lisa does voiceover work. Yeah. This portion
is brought to you by Instagram.
Is this tour international?
No, but we are looking. As a matter of fact, that's been a hot topic in the past.
We really want to tour internationally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we'd love to.
Great.
I have worked over in Europe.
Yes,
before and Japan and Australia and South America.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, the world is tuned in right now, so hopefully you'll get an invite and,
get
a chance to do some international touring.
Call me at 615.
Leroy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Larry.
What an honor and a pleasure to have you
here. Thank you, sir. You're a gentleman.
Leroy Parnell, our guest, Midnight Believer, the name of the new album. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. La 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 la. Oh baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way. Oh, 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 tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha, ha.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crying. goodbye, she said, it is just time for me to rest my head. She does not watch, she runs instead, down these jagged streets and into my bed. When I was fumbling through your dresser drawer, forgot what I was looking for.
Crossings, Adam Levine by request for Ernest Pepper, Must Get Out, Maroon 5. And before that, Melissa Kaplan checking us out in Hyderabad, India, requested a song from Britney Spears, If You Seek Amy. I seek Ray McDonald.
And he's over here.
And he's over there, and right. It's Chart Chat.
In the corner, a little hard to see.
That's right. He's here with us. It's Chart Chat Tuesday. I know we're crunched for time, and Ray's got a real big song to talk about.
Yeah, I only have one song for you today. But it's the Hot Shot debut at number one. Doesn't get any bigger than that. And there's a lot of viral buzz going on around this song. It's This Is America by Childish Gambino. It's his first number one Hot 100 single. And we'll catch up with Childish Gambino after This Is America.
We just want to party, I'm just you. We just want to party, I'm just you. I don't want to die, I'm just me. We gotta dance, dance and shake the brakes. We just want to party, I'm just you. We just want to party, I'm just me.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Yeah.
now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it.
Yeah.
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 Ooh, work it. Yeah. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Ooh. America. I just checked my following, listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, black man.
Get your money,
black man.
Get your money,
black man.
Get your money.
Childish Gambino.
Otherwise known as Donald Glover, the talented actor, musician. This is America, hotshot debut at number one. This is Childish Gambino's first number one single. It's also his first top 10 single. It's the 31st single in Hot 100 history to debut at number one. And this was powered by a viral video. Childish Gambino hosted and performed on Saturday Night Live on May 5th. This video created a sensation on the program. It went viral after that. And so now here he is at number one. And it also knocks Drake out of the top slot for the first time in 15 weeks. So congratulations to Childish Gambino. Ironically enough, Donald Glover was talking about possibly retiring the character last year. He's probably not talking about that now.
No, I'm sure. And he's going to tour this summer as well. So thank you, Ray, for coming in and being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Larry.
Chart chat every Tuesday on Border Crossings. Also, thank you, Leroy Parnell, for joining us today. Thank you to Wagner, engineer, to Felicia, our director, Lisa, our producer, Gary, and the crew, and Nick. And thank you for tuning in. We'll do two contests on tomorrow's show, so join us for Border Crossings tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.